もう。Good morning, cowboy. Is it morning? Does it matter? Come back down here, please. We need to have a team meeting. Yes, very urgent. Super important. You ready? Here. And that concludes my TED Talk. Thank you for your time. You'll get used to it, Munchkin. God. I haven't slept this good. I don't have a memory to compare it to. Oh yeah, that's a little sad. You see, this is why I don't take time off. Keeping super, super busy allows me to ignore the fact that I haven't made any meaningful memories since college. Sleep's given me the ability to be honest with myself. Stupid job. Stupid stress. Stupid corporate greed to keep growing. Don't offer me solutions. I want to be a brat and complain. No, it's okay. I checked with HR. I'm allowed to be a brat with you. Under a special contract. What makes it so special? I'm so glad you asked. So, it's a special contract because I, very important person that I am, said so. Also, you've seen me naked. An important clause in the agreement. Wow. You are pretty. very pretty. Then I have a sunset / sunrise all around me. You should be very flattered. Well, if you're this pretty with Bedahead, I think you're gonna be ethereal on an island. You ever been on an island before? Really? Well, I'm glad you're going with me. Because, on the whole, I don't like other people. Or is it the other way around? Well, regardless, thank you for coming with me. I mean it. I wouldn't have gone without you. Besides, you make me want to do other stuff than work. What can I say? You bring out the human in me. Inside this corporate shell lies a very tired and very stunted old lady. That's okay. I have money and not a totally terrible personality. Slightly less villainous than Hitler. Probably. Hopefully. Can I tell you something crazy? I'm getting the vibe that you might actually like me. It's a little concerning. Oh well, I'm sure I'll adapt. And if not, at least we'll always have awkward plane sex. Sorry, almost awkward plane sex. An attempt was made. My foot was cramping, and then the dryer went off. It's not exactly the ambiance I'd aim for. Not your fault. It's not my thing. It's okay. Maybe we'll do better on land. Well, we'll have the time. And have I told you that I get extremely horny when I'm well rested and my basic needs have been met? Strange phenomenon. It happens once every 10,000 years. Maybe that's why I'm such a bitch. You haven't seen me at work. Well, I try not to be. Doesn't always mean I'm successful. I just don't think I'm supposed to mix with people on a daily basis. You know? It's medical. I have a people intolerance. I mean, I won't die, but I'll come out in a weird rash. Yeah, but you're not people. You're person. My person who has all the right antibodies. I'm pretty sure that's how science works. Are you doubting my ability to understand modern medicine? Well, that's probably advisable. I think so. Are you hungry? Me too. Always. You're adorable. They'll have food for us, honey. That's kind of part and parcel of having your own plate. Oh. Hey. It's okay. I wasn't making fun of you. I know. I was just teasing. Well, yeah, how would you know? Honey, I didn't have all this growing up either. It was new to me once upon a time. It's a lot. I just don't allow myself to think about it too much. Truly, not that interesting. Tales old as time. We lived in a shitty apartment with shitty parents. No money, no choices, no joy. Yeah, well, it's not exactly rare, is it? Shitty people have kids every day. Nothing you can do. Except to work hard, make a deal with the devil, and sell your soul for early retirement. I'm hiding behind the uncomfortableness. Hey, I'm okay. I'm okay. I don't see them, I don't think about them. Well, what would be the point? So, what are yours like? No way. Well, that explains it. Why you're so... you. You know. You. bright and shiny, and here, let me help you. It's a compliment. It means you're kind and not easily seduced by all this bullshit. You know, planes and bitches. Unless you're leading me on. Well, anything's possible. Maybe. Maybe you're secretly a big fat gigolo. Well, respect to the craft. You really had me going. Just make sure to stroke my hair whilst you're stealing. Well, if you're gonna play the part, you gotta commit. I wanna be convinced if I'm being conned. Good. But I think I'm gonna need more consistency. Morning, Sarah. Thank you. It smells gorgeous. We were just saying we're starved. Well, as close to starving as it's possible for the privilege to be. Thank you. Could you ask how long we have left? Thank you so much. What? Oh, I know. Maybe she'll think we're together or something. Come on. Yep. We got a lot of relaxing to do.